Hey there, everybody. You are now tuning in to a Hers and His podcast with your hosts, Brandy J and Poppy J, bringing you the various topics, the very ones that you want to hear about. So let's sit back and relax, and let's tune in to a Hers and His with Brandy J and Poppy J. Okay, hey everybody, welcome to this show. Back again, this is Brandy J and Poppy J, a Hers and His podcast 2021. Today, Poppy J, how are you doing?
How are you doing, everyone? How are you doing, Brandy?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yes, well. So today we have some interesting topics and questions from men and women. There's just so many I didn't know where to choose from, but I'm trying to get some guests too. Might be close. So here we go. I'm gonna start here because I think this is very interesting. Because last week when you were on your show, you said some stuff that I thought was very interesting. And that a lot of people wouldn't, they're not at that stage where they'd be willing to even express that. But so the topic is vulnerability. And there's, you know, men that obviously they don't like to be vulnerable with good reason, I can say. Everybody has their reasons. But for you, how is that for you, like showing vulnerability when it comes to like a woman? Like what processes through your head and how you choose to feel or be, if that makes sense? Like, is that a choice? Do you choose to be vulnerable when it comes to a woman?
For me, vulnerable would be like where her just picking up and leaving could ruin everything I've done. Like where she could literally walk away, and I've given that much power away that she could walk away with more than what I'm even have. So if I'm that right there is would be vulnerable for me. Like for anybody to have that much power to just snap their fingers. And so as long as I don't put myself in that position, I mean, I can see what, I mean, I used to be in the, didn't want to see a woman let me cry. I didn't want to cry in front of a woman. That was probably my biggest one. Like to turn to a woman. You know, with the guys, you don't never really cry. So you just fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. You get the cases of the fuck it. But to be able to just turn to a woman and seek advice and be vulnerable, that was the toughest thing for me. And if you can't be with someone, if you feel like me being who I am now, then I don't even know what is vulnerable now. Because you should be able to do everything. Cry, express. If you're with somebody that you can't do any of that shit with, and you feel that might be a weakness, like they might see it as a weakness, to reevaluate with, like you have to reevaluate your whole situation if that's how you feel about the person you laying down with next to.
Killing me, Smalls. Both watches just like going off. You know, I can record over. That's crazy. Okay.
I mean, that's just me. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what that's I mean. Not... Like, if you want a partner, then y'all gotta be open about everything. So, but it wouldn't be vulnerable. I can see you not wanting people in the street to see you cry. But if you can't cry next to the person you wake up to, then something's wrong. And and it be understood as that, and not like a weakness. Like, that's what I'm saying. You gotta reevaluate your whole partnership.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta say, let me look at the contract again. Let's renegotiate some shit. Like, I want to be able to cry. Not here,
Yeah.
like 6 months down the line. You was crying like a little bitch. And I can see why, guys, and that's what the vulnerable shit is. That if you with somebody, you think will even do some shit like that. 6 months down the line, not fucking with you. Oh, that nigga was crying like a little bitch. You open yourself up. That makes people have reasons for that. But you put yourself in that position.
Yeah. I remember when I did the show with
I don't have that fear of shit like that.
because you don't choose to be vulnerable. Basically, like you said, you are
No, I cry to women. I don't have the fear that they'll ever fucking just like try to use it like against me. Like, I don't have, that's what I'm saying. That is, you gotta know who you gotta be willing to accept, just to go to people. And there's people that I probably could have been cried to, but during that stage is when I was like, I ain't letting nobody know I'm weak. I ain't letting nobody know I'm stressed. I ain't letting nobody know I'm lost. I didn't reach out to people. And then I'm pretty sure the people I reached out to were surprised that I even did that shit. Like, yo, is this some type of game? Is he trying to get in my house? Like, I don't know what the fuck they was thinking. Cause no, it wasn't like I just picked, there were just certain people I just felt that I could just say what I had to, like get it off my chest. So I was like, fuck it, you know what? I'm just gonna text these people and see what they say. And they all fucking like gave me some good shit. And I was like, oh shit, from now on, I'm just gonna fucking reach out to people, man. When I just talk to people, and that's it. So I don't know what vulnerable is, because I know who I could be completely honest with. If I'm weak, if I'm strong, if I'm going through something, if I'm up, if I'm down, if I'm complicated, I have people that I could talk to.
Sure.
So now, if you want that in your partner, these are the things you gotta express. And you know who, if your partner is one of those people, if you know your partner gives the hell two shits about what is you going through. That's why I say you just gotta reevaluate your situation.
Yeah,
You
totally.
just gotta wonder what do you want? Is this something that you're willing to just deal, like be scared to op be open, honest? If you're in a relationship like that, then yeah, you need to reevaluate your shit.
I know there's some women, they wanna, like wanna be forceful, it's kind of like I learned, like when a man, you can't make them talk, you can't make it, talk when he wants to, but you have to make him comfortable enough, like you said, like can't be calling little bitches like, what you crying for? And then wonder why he never talks to you. You know what I mean? Because it's not a safe place. He doesn't feel comfortable because that's not easy. Like you said, now you're okay with it, but for a lot, not easy. So I can totally understand that, because vulnerability for me, I pick and choose. If I allow somebody to, I still seek, and I open myself up sometimes and let people in and share myself, but not everybody deserves that, from me. They don't deserve that part of me. And so that's why I choose who I allow, to know, to get to, let in. Because like you said, some people throw that shit back at you or whatever, and it's like, So, yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So this guy here, he has a name, Tim. Tim wants to know, should I tell my girl? He asked her to marry him, but she doesn't know. I think this is a no-brainer, but she doesn't know that he has proposed to a woman before. And I think you kind of know what you're going to say. Maybe I'm wrong, but she doesn't know that. And he's thinking, like, since he's marrying her, should he possibly tell her this? Now, this is probably that part where you say, well, that's why you ask things when you get to know somebody. So I just got that out there. It's not a bad thing, but it's like, will she ever know?
I was going to say it differently, but.
You know? Or should he leave alone? Because it's
Listen, when you listen to the questions and then, as crazy as some of the shit I be saying, when you listen to the questions, I'm telling you, communication is crazy. I don't even know why he never even told her he was ever, like, that should have been I don't know how you skipped that. Like, y'all was going to get married before. Like, when the first time marriage came up, that should have been one of the things. If not sooner, but that should have been one of the things. If you love somebody to the point where you want to marry them, then even from when you believe that this is gonna work, the first time you laid eyes on her, however it goes, that was one of proposing to somebody is not something you keep a secret. Like, you gotta love me or leave me alone when we meet with that one. Like, that's what I'm saying. If you ask where you want to be in 5 years, and she's like, "Yo, I just want to be settled down with someone," nigga, you're supposed to already know. Well, listen, I was about to get mad. That would be a beautiful conversation at the coffee shop.
Talk about what happened.
Tell me a bit about yourself. Well, you know what? I'm gonna go straight to the punch. I'm gonna get the toughest shit out the way first. Soon as they say, so I guess he better tell her. I mean, why wait till after you get married? Unless he's scared that she'll leave him.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then you save yourself a headache. So yeah, I would tell her before.
Yeah, definitely. So it's like, $1,000. Will she even find out? So it's not about that, because it's about, like, if you feel like you need to be honest. So I don't, honesty, I feel like, takes away from all that stress and that guilt or whatever. But maybe he feels like somebody might say something like, "Oh, remember when we were married or when you proposed," thinking that he told her. So I don't know if it's sincere.
First time he got that idea, he should have told her. Mm-hmm. First time he had that even fear, he should have told her. Yeah. Just to get it out the way, yo. He probably been sleeping with that shit all. That shit's probably been some shit that's been weighing on him. He might think he's having a back problem or just waking up sore, and it could be just the weight of that right there. You got to get that shit off. Just for the mental part, too. He just need to get it. Listen, such and such time ago, I was about to get married. Da, da, da. Things didn't work, obviously. Make a joke out of it. And then that's it. And then just go to the next one. Like, listen, yo, and wait till she see what she say. Whatever it is that you want to get out, just get it all out now. That's what I would say. Just get it out now. Don't wait till you get married. That's what I would not recommend.
Yeah,
that'd
be expensive.
He's going to hear it regardless. It's gonna be some attitude, everything regardless. Like it was a big secret. Even though it's not a big secret, that's one of those little things that women think you should have just said. That sometimes guys just don't say unless he's dealing with a different ulterior motive. Sometimes guys just don't think about all that shit.
Yeah. I'm starting to learn that.
Sometimes if you don't ask the question, I ain't volunteering shit. Cause that's part of my judgment of people when they don't act shit. When everybody was in talking to this guy that had a street name with no last name, the amount of people that said they loved me and was in love with me with a guy that they never even knew his last name. So some things I'm not volunteering because I'm expecting you to ask if you really care, if you really trying to be down. There's little shit that guys do that I do. That's just as silly as what women do. So just women, just know there are things out there that people do that guys have a little, like, I don't volunteer shit. You don't ask me the question, it won't pop up. None of that shit. You don't, there's just certain things. There's certain things that I look for too. Certain questions, certain taking interest in certain things. That if it don't look like it's going that way, then I start realizing, I start questioning shit from that point on. I'm evaluate what my situation. Cause there's certain things that you just know, you just like y'all, there's certain things that's just mandatory. But I've been working on myself, so I noticed these things. Back then it wasn't that as serious. But now I just notice things. Like there's certain questions that don't get asked that maybe should be asked. That I think is pretty, during the course of a couple of conversations.
If you're ready to step up with your talent, then you're in the right place. Real Wise Radio is taking auditions. If you're a comedian, a podcaster, or you want to get your music played, then this is the right place. All I need you to do is go to your web browser and put in www.realwiseradio.com. See how simple? www.realwiseradio.com. So I guess we'll be hearing from you soon. Peace.
I should just be something besides the bullshit that goes on, just silly shit, trying, like, no conversation. All right, cool. Then what? Don't expect me to call. But yeah, he should be honest before the wedding. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, Tim. Sheesh. Yeah, especially if it's bothering him like that. Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right. So now we have some women asking questions about public, and that's actually people that I say ask the question. Like, you never know until you ask. There's no stupid questions, but there probably are. But just ask, because I feel like it takes a lot for someone to even ask. That means you want to know, because you probably didn't know. Some people actually don't know some things if they never were taught any different. But some of the ladies, I'm wondering, do guys like women that are loud and wild versus conservative and has mannerisms when she's out in public? I'm gonna let you go for this one.
Loud and wild, which means falls in the category of party type. Every day is a party. Always want to have girls, want to have fun. And there's guys out there there's guys that like both. I think the number probably would be pretty surprising or fairly close. And then I think there's a group being left out. And that's the group that wants a little bit of both. So now if you could be a little bit of both, I think that'll be more of a higher demand than anything. If there was more, a little bit of both. You could have your man, you could dress up, you could be conservative, you can be loud, you could be wild. You know how to work it in all together, so it's not a little too much of everything. At least not the wild and the. You don't want the wild and the. Wild and what?
Wild and loud.
Yeah, you don't want the wild and loud to supersede the conservative, well, like that good side. You just want a little bit of everything. It's just don't want to be, it's like the modern day plain Jane. You don't want to be the plain modern, like just a little, just know how to fit to, especially if you mess with somebody that's open to being like a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? It's even like being like, if you got a high sex drive and you with a guy that has a low sex drive. Like that is the, that's how different it is. Like you just wanna, you wanna, you want somebody that just is, you know, with this day and age, you just want somebody that's well-rounded. That understands everything from all aspects. That could find some fun in everything. Find some fun when you're working hard. Find some fun when you're playing hard. Like, just see the good side of everything. Understand everything. And that just comes, that's a, I think that would be more highly demanded. It would be more balancing for some of the people. Because when you were, you be, for some reason, that bad boy look, that bad boy swag or whatever it is very appealing. Now you got to hope you, when you are you digging in this bag of bad boys, that you even get the one that you could eat, that even wants to settle down with you. And then I got to be able to mesh. So you got to have a little bit of bad girl. You still got to be with your foot down. Like, listen, this is the where we trying to go. All those conversations still fall into place. Because everybody, there's people that's trying to go to the same place where other people is going. You just, it just take, that's where all the dating comes in and just getting to know people. So plain Jane, wild and loud is definitely a no-no in my book. Like, oh, shit. No way, I'll be fucking dead.
Because for me, I feel like there's a time and a place. You know what I mean? Like for everything. If you don't have no shut down time, like say like if you were out with the girls. I'm be honest with me, I've never been out with the, I'm a girls girl. I can, but I've never been like a out and about like, who my girls? I could count really hand less than how many times. You know what I mean? I did high school with my besties, but as an adult, pretty much low key. But I know, like, for instance, that incident with that restaurant where that man kicked those women out and shamed them because they hopped up on the table and it was twerking. I think stuff like that is like, when I see that, I'm like, something clearly was missing at home. Like, you were not, you. Because I mean, a woman knows she should if she was, she respects herself and how she's presenting herself. And then you wonder why people treat you or a certain way to you. Then if you chopping on tables and twerking, fucking restaurant, it's embarrassing. I'm not even kicking it with nobody that's doing those things. I might think it's funny from afar. I'm like, that's just crazy. But 9 times out of 10, unless it was a dare or something, but I doubt that shit was a dare. It seemed like that's how they get down. And they just like that all the time. And like you said, there's a group of men that like those type of women. But that shit, I bet you at some point that shit gets played out and you're like, this bitch ain't never turned it down the whole time. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
There's some people that live like that, party and bullshit. So they work together.
Yeah. But a restaurant, like in public, I think like a public, like if you can go out in public and you know there's a time and a place, like when you get home, truck all over this house, girl. I like it. But you out with your friends or in a work setting, your family, I'm pretty sure you're going to need to know you, but that comes with knowing who you with, who you, that the bitch is not going to just start dropping it low, like at the, you know, because, you know, I've seen people like that. They don't know their setting. It's just like, they have no filter. Some don't even care. And I don't know. I guess it depends on what type of person you are, or I've seen it and I've been like pondering, like, the fuck is happening here? But you know. I think it's sexy to be a little wild, not wild, but sexy wild, but not 2 hours. Like, oh my God. And then when you get home. Yeah. So you just got to know your time and place and your boundaries. So, yeah. And hope that they grow out of it. Okay. All right, we have a few more. So this is interesting. When is it for you an appropriate time to, or what does that even mean if you introduce the girl you're dating or whatever it may be to your family? So the question is more like, when do you feel comfortable doing that? And if you do it, does that mean that this is your girl or is going to be your girl? Should she like start thinking, you know what I mean? Like, could that be taken the wrong way?
Depends on what family member I introduce you to, one. Mm-hmm. Not all family members there's certain family members that you meet that are just call it for what it is. You met them through, like, all right, I met you. If they may never be a repeat. So there's certain family members that don't think nothing of it. And when they're going to ask you, but they won't, it depends on who, which family members. They'll press and ask what the situation is.
But like a test.
It won't be false pretenses, so she'll know what the situation is. She'll just have to be honest. Either we're just friends or we're in a relationship, but those are the only two answers that they'll be able to give. Now, depending on which family member is the level of, yeah, I'm in a relationship. If you meet these family members, these key members, bing, 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 there's a certain, one, you probably meet three and one. There's some places where certain family members that you'll meet, I could bring you and you'll meet a handful of them at once. And then those right there, we in a relationship. We have ties. But I do have family members that it don't mean a damn thing.
Okay. Word.
So, yeah, I do have a couple of family members that are just texting me later on, like, yo, who that? What up with that, son? Just like that, no problem. it's not even like feeling like they disrespecting or nothing.
Okay.
But now I'm older, so I ain't running the streets. So yeah, if I introduce you to any family right now, the females either I'm working with them. Well, they already know that I'm in a relationship. Like, so when you meet my family, it's just to break the ice from all the shit that they heard. So I could probably bring you to drop you off to certain family members, and I could probably disappear for an hour because you're gonna be getting an earful. And they're gonna take over the moment. There's certain family members that are just, let me kick it with you, girl. Sit down right here. And look at me like, yo, get out of here, nigga. Don't you got somewhere you want to go? And they'll take over. So it depends on what family members, though. It's very, very important, especially if you mess with somebody from the street.
Okay. So what is the first thing for you that, when dating someone that stands out for you and a woman that you like?
What's the what?
The first thing that stands out for you that you admire or that attracts you when you're dating someone within, you know, that you notice about a woman, just in general, like not even considering like her looks or anything, just about her character. So I guess that would come off as what's, yeah, like what is like what stands out the most?
Tough skin.
Oh, what? Okay.
Finding
Elaborate.
out, finding out how tough their skin is.
Elaborate.
Because the tougher the skin is, then the more attractive I am to the person.
Okay. So what kind of things does that entail?
Because of what we're trying to do with the podcast, because of what we're trying to do with the radio station, with what we're trying to do with everything that we got our hands in, being out there where people are have the people can comment and say things and shit like that. You gotta have somebody that's riding with you. That shit is tough. Like we gonna trust me. We're gonna jump at the same time instead of and no, there won't be no, man, just tough skin. You gotta have a partner that got tough skin. Cause you don't know what you're gonna embark on, whatever we trying to do. Which we and you gotta make sure, yeah, you gotta have tough skin. I need someone that got tough skin. Back then, I don't even know. My homegirl once said that I was like to her, I don't have a type. Like she was like, everybody has a type. She compared it to that, the fact that anytime we meet up to go get a drink and catch up, we'll stop at Dunkin' Donuts and I just try every flavor. Like she'll listen to me and she'll say, no matter how many times we go to Dunkin' Donuts, you're always playing around with these different flavors. And she said, that's how you are when it comes to women. Like from her point of view was, I don't have a type. Like she couldn't even, if somebody had to pick a blind date for me, it'd probably be the hardest thing in the world to do. Like people, well, it wouldn't be the hardest, but they'll be overthinking it way too much. Cause nobody knows what my type is. Like I don't have a type. So I don't know. I know what I want now is somebody that gotta have tough skin. Like we gotta have tough skin for whatever, because that way it just makes this wherever she jumps on that, it'll just make it a little I still can stay focused and don't have to worry about all the extra shit. You gotta have tough skin. Like everybody's taking a leap of faith. I gotta believe that you believe in this and you gotta believe in this. So with the tough skin, you definitely gotta have somebody that gonna take it. Take whatever comes with all the shit we trying to do. Take the fact that they might have to cut some of their friends off that ain't really understanding or like everybody's got to figure out who's with this, because whatever role you play in it is crucial. So once everybody solidify with their roles, one role gets messed up, it could fuck everybody else's shit up. So if I'm in a stressful relationship, I ain't doing my job right, I could guarantee you wives would be in my ass. You know what I'm saying? So why even like I don't got time. That's why I said I have no time for the headaches, you know. That is a that's a that is a uncomfortable pleasure I do not wish to have. It's just a headache. Unnecessary bad energy. I lash out as soon as I feel it. Like if somebody come at me with bad energy, I just talk to them like I really want to just choke the shit out of them. Like they didn't just hear me say that I have bad, that I have fucking bad energy. Like so yeah, tough skin. Tough skin, funny, has a sense of humor, not wound too tight. Yeah, shit like that. If I don't sense it, see it, then you just look like another female. Like you just look like a female. In passing. You just be a pretty female that I don't want to engage in. Like I don't want to proceed no further with.
Yeah, a lot of even some of the younger generation feel like if they're cute and they're pretty, then they're off. And it's like, it's not true, because I've had a lot of times where I've seen somebody, woman or man, and they've looked away to me, and then they opened their mouth, and I never saw that again. It was completely the opposite. I had a homeboy that I met when I was in junior high school. He wasn't the very most attractive guy, but and I wasn't. It wasn't in an attractive way, like I liked him like that. It was just that I got to know him, you know, and he became like one of my best friends, but he was completely different after that. He didn't look how he looked to everybody before, because we, oh, it was different. But people can be ugly after they open their mouth. Somebody can be beautiful after they open their mouth. So looks just happen to be, I feel like everybody is beautiful in there. How, you know, I really wanted to call somebody ugly. You know, who am I to call somebody ugly? So it all depends. I think personality, character, how you carry yourself, and I think kindness is important. You know, I think that's a huge ordeal. It says a lot. When somebody's not kind to others, and they're just rude, nasty, a bitch. Oof. I can't even like be a friend. Because I'm gonna have to tell you something. So yeah, that's cool. Okay. Well, I think that was some interesting questions. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting question.
Okay. And thank you, Tim. Tim, that's was the only one that got a name today. Go ahead and, you know, knock that out and let her know that you've proposed before. She's gonna have questions, and most likely she's gonna wanna know why you took so long to tell her. So that's what I would ask. Like, why didn't you just tell me that? There's nothing wrong with that, you know? So yeah.
Where is it?
So it only becomes something wrong when you decide to not say anything, and then you do say something, and then you tell me like right after you propose. You're like, yeah, thanks. But yeah, so Poppy J, is there anything you would like to say to the listeners before we roll out?
Be safe. Think open your mind to dating or get actually if you're with someone then just re what they call that
Reevaluate? No.
get
Renew?
to a norm again. People changed over a course of so many years, the interests, wants, desires, just like on a wine night. Wine and cheese night or whatever y'all, whatever nights y'all have, just get to know a person over again. Do you still have the same desires? Do you still have the same goals? What's your new goals now? Like, get to know your partner. Makes it could help if you really care.
That's important if you really care, because you can tell when somebody cares. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in, and until next time, her a hers and his podcast, Poppy J. Uh-oh. Brandy J and Poppy J. All right, guys, peace.